a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
A mate of mine came down for the weekend and he conveyed a tale to me that speaks of woe and of not reading the fine print, which happens to the best of us. I cooked it on the weekend. I had to go to a kid's birthday party and I thought it started at 10:15, and it was at Buckley's. I had to get from Lara to Buckley's in like as quickly as I can and to catch the last half hour of the party. So everybody misreads things.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Okay. So they got married not long ago, he and his now wife. And one of the gifts that they received was a $150 voucher to, they live in Brisbane, quite a fancy Thai restaurant.
Oh, cute.
So it's like a, you know, fine dining, but Thai cuisine. And they finally had an opportunity to go for a date night and use this $150 voucher.
Cute.
They're like, okay, it's a pretty fancy restaurant, so we might have to put a bit on top. Maybe, you know, maybe that'll cover the food and we'll just pay for a couple of drinks or whatever on top. So they get there, they sit down, they're looking at the food. He doesn't really like much. He's like a pretty like
bland
bangers and mash kind of guy. Mm. So he's really like trying to extend his range. So he's like, do you know what? I'll sort out the food. I'll pick some dishes for us to eat. And you
honey mustard chicken.
You hand pad thai.
Whoa.
And he says to his wife, you handle the drinks. You pick some wine for us and we'll and she's looking at the list and she's like, yeah, all right, well, let's just get a bottle.
Yeah, nice.
Because, you know, it's a special occasion. Yeah. We'll get a bottle. Anyway, so orders a bottle to the table. They pour the wines, whatever. And then she goes off to the toilet and he looks at it and he's like, oh, okay, yeah. On the menu, he looks at it, he's like, oh, okay, yeah, $43 or whatever. Okay, yeah, I mean it's probably pretty reasonable for a bottle of wine.
$43 bottle of wine's fine.
That's awesome. Yeah.
At a restaurant.
Yeah.
They're normally like $70.
Yeah.
$80.
So they eat their meal, they drink their wine.
Yeah.
And the bill comes out at the end. And so whatever's on the bill is going to have $150 taken off because they've got this voucher.
Yeah.
And he looks at the bill and he goes, $380. $380? And his wife goes, what? How is it that much? And she's looking at the bill and he's looking at the bill and they can't work it out. And then he goes back to the menu and goes, hang on a second, and looks at the wine that she's ordered.
Oh, no,
and instead
it is,
of it being one line is the glass and one line is the bottle, there's two different size glasses and there's no mention of bottle. So she's ordered a wine that is for a big pour, $43
a glass. $43 a glass.
They paid
$230
for the wine.
Oh man, I'd be dead already.
Which is $80 more than the voucher they had to use. So they got $150 off the food. Thank God they had that.
Yeah.
But they went out and had a $230 dinner because she bought the wrong
insane
bottle of wine.
I'd
per
be
glass.
So dirty.
Was it nice? Did they say?
She's trying to rationalize that. She's like, it was a pretty good wine.
It was lovely.
It was not $230 good.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
You went to Good Things Festival?
I did on Friday
on
at Flemington.
Friday.
That was awesome.
Yeah,
what a day.
You had such a good time. And
thanks.
You've been going the second time you've been.
Yes.
Consecutively.
Yes, thanks to Destroy All Lines for having me.
Oh, yeah, awesome. Awesome
year.
Outfit.
Yep.
So one of the things that you were very excited to do last year is show off the rig.
No, this is not.
Yes, you did.
Show off the rig. No, shut up. Because you decided, look, there's a stage and there's a whole bunch of people and I bought a T-shirt at the merch stand, so I might as well go up to the front, right at the front of the stage, and take my top off just to, you know, give people a peek at the goodies.
Just treat everybody.
See what I've been working on over here.
That was a side benefit for everyone.
Yeah.
On a completely innocent situation.
No, it was really great. Nah. And then he yelled out, hey, everyone see my tats and everything. It's like, we get it.
Everyone
wins.
Hit
play on a video that I received because I think you'll be pleasantly non-surprised.
Hang on.
to find out that...
Is that from Friday?
To find out that one Tom Lewis has decided to treat the crowd of good things once again.
He's done it again!
With a shirt off situation.
Oh my God, that is a long time you've taken between shirt off and getting the new one back on.
What do you mean a long time?
Oh, and then the token little middle finger to the camera.
Yeah, you've given a middle finger, which
is I didn't know. It was, my wife Carly was filming me and I didn't realise until I'd already got the shirt off.
Didn't realise.
Yeah. Wow. And it's very like, slow-mo. It's very, did you do some quiet push-ups like in the toilet area
I never pre.
Tries and buys.
Tries and buys in the toilets?
Nah,
before
never
you...
pre. Okay. Never pre pump.
Did anyone say anything like, mate, this year's better than last? Yes.
That's the whole reason I came here.
Yeah, good things worth the ticket to see this route.
Different stage, different band this year.
Oh,
so
okay.
I try and share the love around.
You know how cameras, like, videos pause right at the end?
Yeah.
Look at the smile on his face. He knows what he's just brought to the crowd.
I've given the crowd what they wanted and I feel good.
So I have a strategy every year. I take a T-shirt that is essentially ready to be thrown out. It's either got holes in it or it's a pyjama one that I've not had for ages.
Pyjama one.
Like that I've not worn properly. And it was a pyjama one to the point where on Friday morning, Goldie was like, Mummy, is that what you're wearing to the concert? Yes. Daddy, are you still wearing your pyjamas? And I was like, yes, I technically am, baby. And then I throw the T-shirt out that I wear there because it's on its last leg.
That strategy's fine, Tom.
And I put the new T-shirt on and I wear that for the day.
We're talking about the process of removing old T-shirt, putting on new T-shirt. Does it need to be done basically cleared out, like everybody look at me while I... in slow motion, take it off? Or could you have done it in a more private setting?
Where is a more private... I'm not doing it in a port-a-loo. Those things are disgusting.
Look, I have got a message that I think explains it quite well, and we're going to leave it on this. Tom, serious flog material.
Yes.
Not my message.
Who's it from?
Can't tell you.
Nathan.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So British cycling star Katie Merchant was involved in a sort of a horror high-speed crash at the London Velodrome.
Well, you just showed it to us. We gasped.
Yeah. It's intense. Her and a German cyclist, they were going around the velodrome and then they kind of hit each other and that sort of momentum took them flying up the incline and then over the barrier into the crowd. Now, everyone's okay, but the footage was absolutely shocking.
Mm. Oh, yeah. It would have hurt like hell, though.
Yeah, and Katie actually broke her arm. Other people were treated at the scene. Everyone's all okay. I mean, obviously, Katie's got an injury there, but seeing the bike getting someone instead of you getting on the bike gets you. You know, and it's happened to the best of us. The bike's gotten me before and I've got a scar to prove it.
Yeah, your shoelaces got caught in
the
pedals.
They did both get caught in the pedals and then I just, after I could pedal no more, I just fell.
Yeah, the bike got you.
Couldn't get my feet down.
Over I go.
Over, yeah, literally I was like, oh, this is going to hurt. And it did.
Oh, they're the worst.
I remember I was just like, oh, here we go.
Man.
Bang.
You have those stacks when you're a kid, you're like, this is going to hurt.
That's
52232955. When did the bike get you? Tell us about your bike stack. Diane's called from Finesford. Morning, Di.
G'day, Tom. Oh, I've got two.
Okay.
The back in the day, so that's a decade or two ago.
Yeah.
Just before school started, I was dinking someone, and you're always told, don't ride the bike in bare feet. Dinking someone, and unfortunately, the spokes might have sliced a little bit off her heel, which ended in stitches, but that's not so good either, because then the next day was the start of primary school, so didn't have a flash about that.
Yeah.
And then... my cousins used to always ride down on a Sunday and bring their mates because that was Mum's baking day.
Yeah.
And one of the young guys, they're all showing how good they were, and he did this wheelie and it was great until the front wheel left the bike. And then went to the biggest sixer. Did involve an ambulance. What else happened? Not sure. A while ago, but still remember, you just need that front wheel on your bike.
You do need a front wheel on your bike.
You just need it.
Olivia's in Banno. G'day, Olivia.
Hi.
When did the bike get you, mate?
So we were trying to be cool and ride with no hands, and my front tyre hit one of those really chunky road rocks.
Oh.
And I flipped over the handlebars. I grazed up all my arms, all my knees, and I've still got a scar from a bit of gravel rock that got stuck in my leg, in my hip.
Oh, nothing worse, that gravel graze.
No, that's gnarly. Going over the handlebars is always a bad idea.
God, it's shocking, isn't it? What about you, Helena from Leopold?
OMG. Like, I've had a few minor hiccups, like gravel with a racing bike. Like, yeah. I didn't realise. But anyway, that was with my son. But just recently, our first time overseas, went to Europe, in a little town of Austria. Us active people on the push bikes. And I looked at this amazing wall with these black rocks, and the whole bike turned with me. Handbrake didn't stop me, so my wrist did. So I've got now a broken wrist, but instead of a broken face.
Oh, no, away on a beautiful trip.
Yes, my first week overseas from Budapest to Amsterdam in Austria. So, but the next day I was in Salzburg dancing, you know, in Mozart Square to the Joe Sound of Music thing. So it didn't stop. It was only a broken wrist.
Yeah, good work. You don't dance on a wrist.
Well done. I love the you look and the bike follows.
Like, I know. It's so European.
Yeah. All right, Dom, wrap this up for us in height. And what happened with your bike stack, mate?
G'day. I'm calling actually about my wife. She wanted to buy a new bike, so she's gone to the shop and they said, yep, no worries. This is a bike with disc brakes, which she's never ridden before.
Mm.
So they've said, take it for a ride along the Warm Pines Creek Trail, which she's done. And then at some point, she's running at full speed. She decides to test the brakes.
Yeah.
Now, for me, I test the brakes gently, and it's where I go to the emergency stop type situation.
Yeah.
My wife decides, nah, she goes all in.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm going to test emergency brake on the front brake only.
Oh!
She gets the full lock, yeah. Disc brakes, bang, and she's just over, double somersault, lands on her back, and full flat on the ground. That's a massive bruise.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, that was the only injury, her, that and her pride.
Oh, lucky.
But
lucky.
She did end up buying the bike.
The best part of the story is her laughing in the background.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.